From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuela's authoritarian regime may have finally acknowledged on Friday that the country is suffering a humanitarian crisis. The news comes as the wife of Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido visits South Florida this weekend to collect humanitarian aid. This week, news emerged of an internal UN report that says a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people are in dire need of humanitarian aid. Now, after years of denying Venezuela's economic catastrophe, socialist President Nicolas Maduro appears to have agreed to let international aid in. The International Federation of the Red Cross says it will be allowed to distribute food, medicine, and other basics that are desperately scarce in Venezuela. But Maduro has yet to comment. The U.S. and some 50 other countries no longer consider Maduro Venezuela's president. They instead recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as its constitutionally legitimate leader. Guaido's wife, Fabiana Rosales, visited President Trump in Washington this week, and this weekend she'll be in South Florida collecting humanitarian aid for Venezuelans and rallying support for her husband's movement. Rosales will be at an aid warehouse Saturday afternoon at Northwest 107th Avenue and 114th Street in Miami. Sunday afternoon, she'll be at Miami-Dade College's West Campus in Doral. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.